Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Lying far below are hillside towns and villages, their lights scattered beside a glimmering river winding down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom stands a magnificent fairy tale castle with the river flowing through it. A flag flutters atop its tallest spire as fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Disney. A retro, arcade-style Mickey Mouse happily taps his foot as he turns the ship's wheel. It's a pixelated version of Steamboat Willie, Walt Disney Animation Studios. In an arcade, a blocky, muscular character walks across the Fix-It Felix Jr. video game screen, which flashes Insert Coin.
My name's Ralph, and I'm a bad guy. Let's see. I'm 9 feet tall. I weigh 643 pounds. Got a little bit of a temper on me.
You moved my stump!
My passion bubbles very near the surface, I guess. Not gonna lie. Anywho, what else? I'm a wrecker. I wreck things. Professionally.
I'm gonna wreck it!
I mean, I'm very good at what I do. Probably the best I know. The thing is, fixing is the name of the game. Literally, Fix It Felix Jr. So, yeah, naturally the guy with the name Fix-It Felix is the good guy. He's nice enough, as good guys go. Definitely fixes stuff really well. But if you've got a magic hammer from your father, how hard can it be? If he was a regular contractor, carpenter guy, I guarantee you, you would not be able to fix the damage that I do as quickly. And when Felix does a good job, he gets a medal. But are there medals for wrecking stuff really well? To that, I say ha!
Ralph's thrown from a rooftop.
And no, there aren't.
This animation is so real.
30 years I've been doing this, and I've seen a lot of other games come and go. Kind of sad. Think about all those guys from Asteroids. Boom, gone. Centipede, who knows where that guy is, you know? Look, a steady arcade gig is nothing to sneeze at. I'm very lucky. It's just, I gotta say, it becomes kind of hard to love your job when no one seems to like you for doing it.
The arcade closes, and the game characters react.
All clear. The arcade's closed.
Sure you can.
Ooh, what a day. So, you want to head to Tapper's, Ken?
If you're buying, buddy.
Stubby characters stand on a roof in the Fix-It Felix game.
Quitting time.
They cheer and follow Felix down into the multiple-story building as multicolored lights come on all around. On the ground, Ralph picks himself up and slumps past the building.
I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't be feeling this way if things were different after work. But it is what it is.
Good job, everyone.
Felix and the Nicelanders go hang out in their homes, which he's just fixed, and everyone, you know. They go to their homes, I go to mine, which happens to be a dump. And when I say a dump, I don't mean like a shabby place. I mean an actual dump, where the garbage goes and a bunch of bricks and smashed building parts. That's what I call home. I guess I can't bellyache too much. I got my bricks, I got my stump.
Ralph smashes bricks into a bed shape.
It looks uncomfortable. It's actually fine. I'm good.
He lies down and stares at Felix's building.
But if I'm really honest with myself, I see Felix up there getting patted on the back. People are giving him pie and thanking him and so happy to see him all the time. Sometimes I think, man, sure must be nice being the good guy.
Ralph sits in a room with other video game villains.
Nice share, Ralph. As fellow bad guys, we've all felt what you're feeling, and we've come to terms with it.
Really?
Right here. I'm Zangief, I'm bad guy.
Hi, Zangief.
Hi, Zangief.
I relate to you, Ralph. When I hit bottom, I was crushing man's skull like sparrow egg between my thighs. And I think, why do you have to be so bad, Zangief? Why can't you be more like good guy? Then I have moment of clarity. If Zangief is good guy, who'll crush man's skull like sparrow's egg between thighs? And I say, Zangief, you are bad guy. but this does not mean you're bad guy.
Right. I'm sorry, you lost me there.
Zombie, bad guy.
Hi, zombie.
Zangief saying labels not make you happy. Good, bad. You must love you.
Yeah, inside here.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Okay. Oh, all right. I get you. Watch out, it's dripping.
Question, Ralph. We've been asking you to batten on for years now, and tonight you finally show up. Why is that?
I don't know. I just felt like coming. I mean, I suppose it has something to do with the fact that, today is the 30th anniversary of my game.
Happy anniversary, Ralph.
Thanks, Satan.
It's Satine, actually.
Got it. But here's the thing.
Ralph sits back.
I don't want to be the bad guy anymore.
Can't mess with the program, Ralph.
You're not going turbo, are you?
Turbo? No, I'm not going turbo. Come on, guys. Is it turbo to want a friend? Or a medal? Or a piece of pie every once in a while? Is it turbo to want more out of life?
Yes.
Ralph, we get it. But we can't change who we are. And the sooner you accept that, the better off your game and your life will be.
Hey, one game at a time, Ralph.
Now let's close out with the bad guy affirmation.
They stand and hold hands.
I am bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, gang, see you next week.
Listen, I can't do snacks next.
Hang in there, Ralph.
Hey, zombie, don't forget your hatchet. There you go.
The villains leave the room and make their way out of a Pac-Man game, walking on the cobalt blue lines and by pale yellow dots. Before following the rest, Ralph goes back to get some cherries, earning him 100 points. Cherries in hand, he catches up to the group, headed to Game Central Station. The train runs through the power cord of the Pac-Man console and reaches the power strip. The villains get off and enter the main depot, which resembles New York's Grand Central Station, providing entrances to other games in the arcade. Ralph exits the Pac-Man outlet.
Toward the Soul Train, outlet
12. Oh. Step aside, sir. Random security check.
Random, my behind. You always stop me.
I'm just a surge protector doing my job, sir. Name?
Lara Croft.
Name?
Wreck-It Ralph.
And where are you coming from?
Pac-Man.
Do you bring any fruit with you?
No fruit.
Okay, then where are you heading?
Fix-It Felix Jr.
Anything to declare?
I hate you.
I get that a lot. Proceed.
Ralph walks, eating his cherries, which he had hidden behind his back.
Patrick, come here!
Get out of his way!
If you leave your game, stay safe, stay alert, and whatever you do, don't die. Because if you die outside your own game, you don't regenerate. Ever. Game over.
Ralph comes to the entrance of Fix-It Felix Jr. Cubert sits outside next to a sign, Game Unplugged, Please Help. Ralph hands him a cherry.
Here you go, buddy. It's fresh. Straight from Pac-Man's. Hang in there, guys.
Name.
At a party, the small, squat Nicelanders dance and Skrillex DJs as spotlights move over the dance floor. A statue of Felix holding his hammer stands near the bar where a clown is mixing drinks. Ralph arrives at a small station near the building in an open train carriage, which smashes into a guardrail. He looks up to see colorful fireworks reading, "We love you, Felix," with two outlines of Felix's face. He notices lights flashing in the penthouse and grabs two bottles to use as binoculars.
Happy 30th anniversary? They're having a party without me.
He sees Pac-Man.
Pac-Man? They invented Pac-Man? That cherry-chasing dot muncher isn't even part of this game! Great party, Felix.
Why, thank you, friend.
Felix. You're needed on the dance floor.
Felix does a choreographed dance on the disco-lit floor.
I'll bet that's Mario. Fashionably late, per the norm.
I'll get it, Felix. Yeah.
Ralph's at the door.
It's Ralph!
He'll wreck the party!
I guess Emware.
Get rid of him, Felix.
Oh, right. I'll go talk to him. Carry on, everyone. Ralph, can I help you?
Hey, Felix. Just wanted to check on you. I saw a big, explosion or something go over the building there.
Oh, those were just fireworks.
Fireworks, okay. Somebody's birthday or...
Well, it's more of an anniversary. The 30th anniversary of our game, actually.
What? Is that today?
I know.
Oh, I'm such a dummy with dates. Anyway, congratulations.
Thank you, Ralph. And to you, too.
A turtle peeks out the door.
Right, just a heads up, Felix. They're bringing out the cake in a few shakes.
Hey, Glenn.
Ralph.
Cake? Heard about this cake stuff. Never had it. No one ever seems to throw it out, so it never ends up in the dump. Never actually tasted it. Always wanted to try cake.
I don't suppose you'd like to come in and have a slice, would you?
Hey-o, everybody!
Ralph's head knocks the ceiling, dropping debris on Felix, killing him.
I'm okay.
Fit as a fiddle.
Now, you all know Ralph?
Evening. Evening, Nell. Lucy. Don. Dana.
Deanna.
Big Gene.
Why is he here?
He's just here for a slice of cake.
And I'm a big part of the game, technically speaking. Why are you here, Gene?
Oh, look! The cake.
A cake shaped like the building.
Well, I'll be dipped. You've really outdone yourself, Mary.
Oh, and look! There's all of us at the top.
Each apartment is everyone's favorite flavor. Norwood's is red velvet.
Guilty!
And lemon for Lucy, rum cake for Jean, and for Felix.
Hey, Mary, what's the flavor of that mud that I'm stuck in there?
Hmm? Oh, chocolate.
Never been real fond of chocolate.
Well, I did not know that.
One other little thing. I hate to be picky, but, you know, this angry little guy here might be a lot happier if you put him up here with everyone else. See that? Look at that smile.
No. You see, Ralph, there's no room for you up here.
Well, what about this? We can make room here. We could take turns. Easy.
How about we just eat the cake?
Hang on. Felix needs to be on the roof because he's about to get his medal.
Well, then how about we just take that medal and give it to Ralph for once? Would that be the end of the world, Gene?
Now you're just being ridiculous. Only good guys win medals. And you, sir, are no good guy.
I could be a good guy if I wanted to, and I could win a medal.
Uh-huh. And when you do... come and talk to us.
And then would you finally let me be on top of the cake with you guys?
If you want a medal, we'd let you live up here in the penthouse. But it will never happen, because you're just the bad guy who wrecks the building.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not!
Ralph smashes the cake, sending pieces of the pink dessert flying around the room. He meekly removes his fist from the mess as Gene folds his arms and glares.
Yes, you are.
All right, Gene. You know what? I'm going to win a medal. Oh, I am going to win a medal. The shiniest medal this place has ever seen. A medal that will be so good that it will make Felix's medals whip their pants. And good night. Thank you for the party.
Is he serious? Oh, please. Where's a bad guy going to win a medal? Of course he's not serious.
In a bar.
I've never been more serious about anything in my life. That's why I came straight here, Tapper. You've never given me a bum steer. Now, come on. Where can a guy like me go and win a medal?
I don't think such a game exists, Ralph.
Oh, come on. You know people. There's gotta
be... Tapper, need a root beer.
Coming. Hold that thought.
Tapper moves down a row of bars inside the game and slides root beers to customers, then returns to Ralph.
Okay, as you were saying.
I was saying... I can't spend another 30 years living alone in the garbage. I'm not going back without a medal.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe somebody left the medal here. You're welcome to dig through the lost and found.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Oh, shoo, shoo.
Come on, get out.
Ralph flicks a cockroach from his hand.
Mushroom? No. What is that? No. Oh, come on, Zangief. Gross.
He drops Zangief's underwear.
What am I doing?
A Marine bumps into Ralph.
Hey, excuse you.
Our mission to destroy all side bugs. We are humanity's last hope. Our mission to destroy all
side
bugs.
You okay there, Space Cadet?
We've only been plugged in a week! And every day it's climb the building and fight bugs! Climb the building, fight more bugs!
Yeah, right. Look, easy on the overalls, spaceman. It's tough all over, all right?
And all for what? A lousy medal?
Medal? You win a medal?
Yeah! Medal of Heroes!
Ooh. Is it shiny?
Pretty shiny.
Ooh. And it says hero on it?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And you said you win it by climbing a building?
And fighting bugs!
Right, bugs. Listen, is there any chance I could go with you to your game and, you know, maybe get one of those medals?
Negatory.
What does that mean, maybe?
No! Look, only the bravest and the best serve in our corps. Bug!
The space cadet bangs into a wall and passes out. His helmet rolls toward Ralph.
We are humanity's man.
Ralph, wearing the cadet's armor, locks him in a closet. At Game Central...
Attention. The arcade will open in 5 minutes. Please report to your game.
I can't feel my legs. What is all this stuff?
Stats in his helmet.
Smells like Ralph in here. Okay. All right. What was it called? Hero duty. Hero's duty. Oh, there it is.
He trips over Q-Bert.
Sorry, Q-Bert.
It's me, Ralph.
Shh.
He runs to the entrance for hero's duty, bangs into an archway, then continues.
The ball.
Outside, kids cycle up to Litwack's Family Fun Center arcade. A mustached man wearing glasses opens the door.
Morning, kids. Come on in.
Good to see you. You too, little fella.
Inside Hero's Duty, Ralph joins other soldiers as they assemble to meet their commander.
Order alert. This is not a drill.
Ooh, sweet golden medal.
A girl inserts coins into Hero's Duty.
On a planet with no name, a top secret experiment has gone horribly wrong.
Rootin' tootin', ready for shooting.
All right. Now listen up, because I'm only going to say this once. Fear is a four-letter word, ladies. If you want to go pee-pee in your big boy slacks, keep it to yourself. It's make your mama's proud time.
I love my mama.
Heads up, first-person shooter coming through.
A robot with a flat-screen head glides up holding a gun.
Gameplay in 3, 2, 1.
The commander faces the screen.
We are humanity's last hope. Our mission? Destroy all cybugs. You ready, rookie? Let's find out.
Sweet Mother Hubbard.
Cybugs swarm around a tall tower.
Take it, newbie.
The girl shoots.
Watch it, rookie. These monsters become what they eat.
A cybog swallows Ralph's weapon. Its arms morph into guns.
Shoot the eggs before they hatch.
Oh, no, something coming out of their bottom.
Markowski, get back in formation. All right, ladies, the kitten whispers and tickle fights stop now. The entrance to the lab is straight ahead.
I'll meet you guys inside.
No!
Oh, sanctuary!
The entrance opens and cybugs emerge.
Centipede! When these video games become so violent and scary? Please give me ideas!
The girl stares, dumbstruck.
Game over.
What a ripoff.
Get off me! It's game over! Stop it!
A cybug tries to bite Ralph.
Pick it up!
A beam shoots upwards from the top of the tower. The cybugs fly into the light and get vaporized. Then the beam dwindles.
Attention. Return to start positions. Return to start positions.
The robot rises.
Here, let me help you. Yeah, sorry about that. I just... you must be upset.
Markowski!
Who? I'm Markowski.
What's the first rule of hero's duty?
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
No! Never interfere with the first-person shooter. Our job is to get the gamers to the top of that building so they can get a medal, and that's it. So stick to the program, soldier!
Right.
Order alert.
All right, Pussy Willows, back to start positions.
She slugs Ralph again.
Yeah, right. No way I'm going through that again.
He looks at the tower.
So that's where they keep the medal, huh?
The girl in the arcade spots two Sugar Rush consoles.
New Racers Daily. Sweet. I got next game.
Go away, kid. We're gonna play all nine of today's Racers.
Yeah. Sorry.
She sees Fix-It Felix Jr. is unoccupied. The game starts and the Nicelanders enter their building. A speech bubble appears saying, "I'm gonna wreck it." But Ralph isn't there.
Where's the wrecking guy?
Where's Ralph? He should be wrecking the building.
Shh, stick with the program.
Fix-It, Felix!
I can fix it!
Felix sees that the building is undamaged.
Ralph, quarter alert. Game on!
The girl starts playing.
Do something, Felix!
Just act natural. I'll fix it.
The joystick starts moving by itself.
Ralph!
Felix runs to the dump.
Oh, my land. Where is he?
Mr. Litwack.
What's the trouble, sweetheart?
The game's busted.
I can fix it.
Oh, boy. Looks like the game's gone cuckoo.
Like my Nana. Sorry, sweetie. Here's your quarterback.
But what about the game?
I'll have someone look at it tomorrow, but if you can't fix it, it might be time to put old Ralph and Felix out to pasture. Like my Nana.
Mr. Litwack covers the game with a sign, out of order. Check back with me tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of order.
Sweet mercy! Without Ralph, we're doomed!
They're gonna pull our plug!
No!
Okay, everybody, calm down. Ralph probably fell asleep in the washroom of Tappers again. See? There he is now.
The carriage pulls into the station, and Q-Bert springs out.
Why, it's Q-Bert. What brings you here, neighbor?
What's he saying, Felix?
Stand by. My Q-Bertese is a little rusty.
Ralph's gone turbo.
Lightning flashes across the sky in Hero's Duty. Ralph climbs the outside of the tower, and when he reaches the top, he sees the gold medal of Heroes in a chamber surrounded by eggs.
Ooh.
Shiny.
Attention. The arcade is now closed.
Did you get a load of Markowski?
Shut your chew holes.
Cyber.
The commander, Calhoun, and her soldiers ready their weapons. They turn to face the tower as a figure hops out behind them. Felix hops around until Calhoun kicks him down.
Slick tiddlywinking pint size.
I'm Fix-It Felix Jr., ma'am. From the game, Fix-It Felix Jr.
Jiminy. Look at that high definition. Your face. It's amazing. Flattery don't charge these batteries, civilian. Now state your business.
Oh, I'm looking for my colleague, Wreck-It Ralph.
Never heard of him.
Well, Q-Bert saw him come in here.
Impossible. Nothing gets past me.
That came from the tower.
Ralph punches through the window and enters the chamber. The metal floats in the center above a stage with airborne slabs of armor spinning around it. He carefully walks between the eggs and climbs a flight of stairs to get to the metal.
Nice little space eggs. Okay, that was easy.
The armor stops moving and rises, and a hologram of a uniformed man appears.
Congratulations, soldier. It is my honor to bestow upon you the Medal of Heroes.
Wow. Ralph imagines returning triumphantly to the penthouse and having his figure on top of the Nicelander building cake. He impresses everyone with his moves on the dance floor, while Jean watches from the dump and cries. Ralph opens his eyes as the medal settles around his neck.
No way.
Wow.
Hologram soldiers salute.
History will long revere your courage and sacrifice.
Oh, thank you.
You have etched in the Rock of Virtue a legacy beyond compare.
Thanks, guys. At ease.
You are the universe's greatest hero.
Oops. Ralph stomps an egg and a bug hatches.
The living embodiment of all this core represents.
Oh. The bug attacks him.
Bravery, integrity, grace under pressure. And above all, dignity.
Escape pod activated.
Ralph falls into a craft with a bug on his face. The craft zooms away and dives.
Incoming!
Ralph zips by and heads toward Game Central.
Ralph! Cybug.
The craft shoots out of Hero's Duty and bounces around the station before entering another game. The craft slips out of a giant chocolate-dipped cone with sprinkles and flies into a pink cotton candy floating in the air. The craft flies through more cotton candy, then dives under a layer of brown liquid candy and crashes into peppermint stick trees. It comes to a halt at the edge of a cliff, and Ralph and the bug slam against the dashboard. The eject button beeps.
Huh?
Ralph is flung into a treetop as the bug ricochets into a pool of fuchsia taffy.
Sayonara, sucker!
From the red and white striped treetop, Ralph turns to face the vast land of candy before him.
Sugar Rush?
A huge Sugar Rush sign glistens. Dessert go-karts whiz along a red, curvy candy racetrack.
No. This is that candy go-kart game over by the whack-a-mole. I gotta get out of here. Oh, no. My medal. No, my medal!
The medal dangles from the highest branch of another tree. Ralph climbs down.
No, my medal!
He stops at the edge of a green taffy pool encircling the tree. Stepping on wobbly gumdrops to cross, he manages to grab the base of the peppermint trunk. He climbs up the tree. A girl with black hair and a high ponytail lounges on a branch below him.
Hi, mister!
He falls to her level.
Hello!
Oh, man! You scared me, kid! Ah, nearly soiled myself.
What's your name?
Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph.
You're not from here, are you?
No, well, yeah. I mean, not from right in this area. I'm just doing some work here.
What kind of work?
There's some routine candy tree trimming. You probably want to stand back. In fact, this whole area is technically closed while we're trimming.
Who's we?
Candy tree department.
Where is everybody else?
Oh, it's just me today.
So you just meant like the royal we?
Yep. That's right.
Hey, are you a hobo?
No, I'm not a hobo. But I am busy, okay? So you go home.
What's that? Didn't hear you. Your breath is so bad it made my ears numb.
Listen, I try to be nice. You're mimicking
You're
me.
You're mimicking me.
Okay. That is rude, and this conversation is over.
I wouldn't grab that branch if I were you.
I'm from the candy tree department, so I know.
It's a double stripe.
He falls, but catches another branch.
Double stripes break, doy. Hey, why are your hands so freakishly big?
I don't know. Why are you so freakishly annoying?
Why are you so freakishly... Sweet mother of monkey milk, a gold coin!
Don't even think about it. That is mine.
Race for it!
Hey. I don't have to race for it. That's mine. Come back in!
The winner!
Give it back! Give it!
They fight over the medal. The medal flies up into her hands.
For 1 second. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not from the candy tree department.
Lying to a child. Shame on you, Ralph.
But I wasn't lying about the medal. That is my medal. That's why I was climbing the tree. It's mine. It's precious to me. Well, that thing is it's my ticket to a better life.
Yeah, well, now it's my thing.
What the?
See ya, chump.
Come back. I'll find you. I will find you.
Double strike.
Ralph drops into the taffy pool.
Nowhere to hide!
In Game Central.
Yeah, he banged around in here like some kind of hot shot. Then he went barreling down into that sweet little game like a crazy person.
Sugar rush. Cybugs will chew up that game faster than a chicken hawk in a coop of crippled roosters.
What was that now?
What are you, thick? There was a Cybug on that shuttle. Do you even know what a Cybug is?
I can't say that I do, ma'am.
Cybugs are like a virus. They don't know they're in a game. All they know is eat, kill, multiply. Without a beacon to stop them, they'll consume Sugar Rush. But do you think they'll stop there?
Yes!
Wrong! Viruses do not stop! Once those Cybugs finish off Sugar Rush, they'll invade every other game until this arcade is nothing but a smoking husk of forgotten dreams. Kohut, my cruiser.
The soldier throws her a bag, and she heads for Sugar Rush.
Sheepers, is she always this intense?
It's not her fault. She's programmed with the most tragic backstory ever. The one day she didn't do a perimeter check. Her wedding day.
A Cybug crashes into the ceremony and eats Calhoun's groom. Calhoun pulls out a weapon and fires. Back at Game Central, she activates her cruiser.
Wait, ma'am, I'm going with you.
Like fun you are, short stack. You die outside your game, you don't regenerate.
Well, neither do you, ma'am. And it is my job to fix what Ralph wrecks. And I cannot ask you to risk your life cleaning up his mess. No flex on this one, ma'am. I am coming along with you.
She moves forward on the cruiser and after a moment, motions for Felix to get on. He hops on and they glide into the tunnel. At the Sugar Rush racetrack, contestants roll up to the start line as candies watch from their boxes. A huge trophy cup sits on top of assorted candy in a curvy design above the start sign. A blonde girl with a lollipop in her mouth waves to the viewers and goes to the front of a group of racers. The little girl with black hair peeps out from beside one of the boxes with taffeta across it. A green candy ball addresses the gathering from the tallest box.
Citizens of Sugar Rush.
Just in time.
All hail our rightful ruler, King Candy.
Hello, my loyal subjects! Have some candy!
He tosses candy to the crowd.
Thank you for that stirring introduction, Powerbill. And thank you to today's avatars. It was a wonderful day of racing. It was. But now the arcade is closed, so it's time to wipe the slate clean and race to decide our new roster. The first 9 races across that finish line will represent Sugar Rush as tomorrow's avatar. Yes, okay, calm down. Listen, this event is pay to play. We all know this. The fee to compete is 1 gold coin from your previous winnings, if you've ever won. I have. Let me go first.
He pulls a lever and tosses his coin into a red lollipop, which flips it into the huge cup.
King Candy!
The blonde girl throws her coin into the cup, and her name appears on the screen.
Cat with a mutton flag.
Stay sweet.
Adora Beazle Winterpop. Gloyd Orangeboard.
Ralph trudges through candy.
Stealer. Finally gets that breath.
Minty Zaki. Lana Rainbow. Francis Blugger Butter. Jubalina Bigby. Swizzle Malarkey. Candlehead.
The black-haired girl, a hoodie pulled over her head, kisses the Medal of Heroes and tosses it. She stares up at the leaderboard, grimacing.
Sour Bill, who's that last one?
Her medal falls into the cup.
Vanellope Von Schweetz!
Yippee! I'm in the race!
Vanellope?
The glitch.
Now? No. Everything is all right. Security!
Come here, kid.
We're not gonna hurt you, you little freak.
Vanellope glitches and runs.
Get back here.
Slow down a bit.
Ralph emerges, covered in green taffy.
Give me back my medal right now!
What is that?
Come on, go!
Vanellope crawls under a box. But Ralph lifts it up. He chases her.
What are you doing?
Vanellope runs under a cupcake tower and Ralph swipes it aside. The giant cupcake falls on Ralph, trapping him inside. Vanellope slips away.
Can't move.
Now we got him.
Oh, good. The cops. She went that way.
Hold still.
Ow!
Take that.
What are you doing?
Okay, folks. Calm down. Everything's all right. The monster's been caught. We'll repair all the damage. Don't worry. We will have our race before the arcade opens.
And I'm in it.
Yes. Taffeta watches as Vanellope hops in her go-kart and drives away.
There's no way that I am racing with a glitch. Francis? Candlehead, come on.
Sourville, that glitch cannot be allowed to race. And bring that thing to my castle.
Gosh, she could...
They taser Ralph. Oreo guards march outside the entrance to the Candy Palace. The police roll Ralph, who's still stuck inside the giant cupcake, down the hall. King Candy circles around Ralph and his cart, then backs into a throne parking spot.
Sour Bill, detaffify this monster so we can see what we're up against here.
Okay.
Milk my duds! It's Wreck-It Ralph!
Yeah? Who are you, the guy that makes the donuts?
Please, no. I'm King Candy.
I see you're a fan of pink.
Salmon, that's obviously salmon. What are you doing here?
Look, your candiness, this is just a big misunderstanding. Just get me out of this cupcake, I'll get my medal, and I'll be out of your way.
Your medal? Bad guys don't win medals.
Well, this one did. I earned it over in Hero's Duty.
You game jumped? Ralph, you're not going turbo, are you?
What? No.
If you think you can come in here to my kingdom and take over my game, you've got another thing coming.
Easy, your puffiness. It's not my fault one of your Children of the Candy Corn stole my medal.
Children of the Candy Corn? Who? The glitch. The coin she used to buy her way into the race. That was your medal?
She did what? I need that back!
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you. It's gone, you know. It's nothing but code now. And it'll stay that way until someone wins the cup at the end of the race.
Well, maybe I'll just have to have a little talk with the winner, then.
Is that a threat I smell? Beyond the halitosis you so obviously suffer from.
Listen, Nellie Wafer, I'm not leaving without my medal.
Yes, you are. Winchell, Duncan, get him out of that cupcake and on the first train back home. And if I ever see you here again, Wreck-It Ralph, I'll lock you in my fungeon.
Fungeon?
Fun dungeon. You know, it's a play on words. It's a fun... Never mind. Now, I've got a glitch to deal with, thanks to you. Goodbye, Wreck-It Ralph. It hasn't been a pleasure.
Duncan taps the cupcake Ralph's trapped in.
This thing's hard as a rock.
I can see that. Get the tools.
What tools?
Quiet, you.
Ow!
Duncan grabs a chainsaw.
What? No!
Take it easy, big boy.
Stay away from me!
He's getting away!
Hey!
Ralph crashes, and the cupcake shatters.
Quick, call out the devil dogs!
Ralph flees. Duncan and Winchell run with devil dogs on leashes and enter a lollipop forest. They reach the bank of a chocolate pond with pixie sticks protruding from the surface. And then they take off in different directions. A pixie stick moves to the other side of the pond, and Ralph splashes out.
Chocolate! I hate chocolate!
He reaches a road.
I gotta get my mail back.
Go-carters speed by on the road lined with chocolate sprinkles.
The pot goes to the winning racer.
Hey, kids! Can I talk to you for a second?
The carts descend into a junkyard where Vanellope, whose hair is sprinkled with pieces of candy, is working on her cart. Ralph watches from above as the carts surround her.
Hello, fellow racers!
It's that little crumb snatcher.
Candlehead, Taffeta, Rancis, you're looking well. Came by to check out the competition, huh? Well, here it is, the lickety-split.
Sheesh, looks like she built it herself.
Built it myself. Fastest pedal power west of the whack-a-mole. Check her out.
The other stare as she proudly pedals in place in her rickety homemade cart.
Oh, Vanellope, it's so you, but you have to back out of the race. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't, you know, because I paid my fee and I'm on the board, so yeah, I'm definitely racing.
Yeah, well, King Candy says glitches can't race.
I'm not a glitch, Taffeta. I've just got pixlexia, okay?
The rules are there for a reason, Vanellope, to protect us. Say I'm you. I'm in my weird little car, and I'm driving, and I actually feel kind of cool for once, and then all of a sudden, oh no, I'm glitching!
Hey!
See? You're an accident just waiting to happen.
Oh no! I glitched too! Hey, what are you doing?
I'm cool.
You're freaking glitching! Oh! Please! I just want to race like you guys!
You will never be a racer, because you're a glitch, and that's all you'll ever be.
She pushes Vanellope into a puddle.
Hey! Leave her alone!
Ralph barrels toward them.
Let's get out of here!
Bam, you rotten little cavities, before I throw you in the mud!
Vanellope glitches as she gets up. She kneels beside her wrecked cart.
What are you looking at?
You're welcome, you rotten little thief.
I'm not a thief. I just borrowed your stupid coin. I was gonna give it back to you as soon as they won the race.
It's not a coin. It is a medal.
Coin, medal, whatever. Just go back to your own dumb game and win another one.
I can't. I didn't win it in my game. I won it in Hero's Duty.
Hero's Duty?
It's not that kind of duty.
I bet you really gotta watch where you step in a game called Hero's Duty.
What'd you win the medal for, wiping?
I hope you washed your hands after you handled that medal.
Listen.
One more. Oh. Why did the hero flush the toilet? Say why.
Why?
Because it was his duty.
How dare you insult Hero's Duty, you little gutter snipe? I earned that medal. You better get it back for me, toot sweet, sister!
Well, unless you've got a go-kart hidden in the fat folds of your neck, I can't help you.
Ralph smashes candy, but can't crack one big speckled spherical piece.
What a moron. Hey, genius, it's a jawbreaker. You're never gonna...
It cracks open. Ralph sits.
Enjoy your little tantrum, diaper baby.
Leave me alone.
Look, you want that medal, right? And I want a race. So here's what I'm thinking. You help me get a new cart, a real cart, and I'll win the race and get you back your medal.
You want me to help you?
All you gotta do is break something for me. Come on, what do you say, friend?
We are not friends.
Aw, come on, pal. You son of a gun. Go on, buddy. But shake on it. Come on, Jumbo. Ralph, my man. My man. Hey, my arm's getting tired. We have a deal or not?
Ah, you better win.
In the forest, the cruiser nears the crash site.
Well,
I'll say this much, they don't call your friend Wreck-It for nothing. There's the shuttle.
Calhoun draws her weapon and checks the cockpit.
Is he in there?
Nope. Lucky for him, otherwise I would have slapped his corpse. No Psi-Bug either. Gotta find it before it lays its filthy eggs.
She checks her sensor.
It came this way, but the sugar particles in the atmosphere are jamming my sensor. Can't get a read on it. So what is it with this Wreck-It Joker, huh? Why'd he go AWOL?
I wish I knew, ma'am. He was acting all squirrely last night, going on about cake and medals. But I never thought he'd go turbo.
Go turbo?
That's right. You guys just got plugged in. Well, back when the arcade first opened, Turbo Time was by far the most popular game. And Turbo...
Turbo-tastic!
Well, he loved the attention.
Turbo-tastic!
So, when Road Blasters got plugged in and stole Turbo's thunder...
New game! All right!
Boy, was he jealous. So jealous that he abandoned his game and tried to take over the new one.
These are the greatest graphics I've ever seen.
Turbo-tastic!
Hey, is that...
Turbo-tastic!
That looks like Turbo.
What's Turbo doing in this game?
Turbo-tastic!
Oh, come on!
Mr. Litwack!
Turbo ended up putting both games and himself out of order. For good.
Yes, the selfish man is like a mangy dog chasing a cautionary tale.
I know, right? That's why I have to get Ralph home, or the same thing's gonna happen to my game. Huh?
They fall into chocolate powder.
What is this? Nesquik sand?
Quicksand? Oh, I'll hop out and grab you one of those vines. I can't hop. I'm hopless. This is hopeless. We're gonna drown here.
Stop crashing. Stop moving. You're making us sink faster. Get a hold of yourself.
From above, vines descend.
The vines. They're Laffy Taffy. They're attracted to whatever makes them laugh. Here, hit me again. That's not funny enough. Harder.
Look, you're a nice guy. I can't...
No, ma'am! The arcade is depending on us. Now do your duty. That's an order. It's working. Hit me again.
Ooh, your eye.
I can fix it. Now go.
Oh,
fantastic. Again.
Ow!
You mean business. Ow! Yikes and bites. Wow. We're killing them. Comedy gold.
The vines descend and Felix grabs one, pulling Calhoun close. As they rise, she gazes into his eyes and he smiles at her. Their feet settle on a peppermint branch. The commander looks at Felix, her eyes twinkling. Smiling, the taffy vines hum as they form a heart shape around them.
All right, enough with the goo-goo eyes. We've got work to do. Let's go.
She looks at her sensor.
Ugh, we lost the Psi-Bug. Come on, we'll get a better view from the air. You think you can fix that shuttle?
Can do.
He swings his hammer and confidently follows her to the craft, walking over marshmallows sprinkled throughout the forest. Below the surface, the Psi-Bug bites off part of a root and sizzles with energy. Ralph and Vanellope approach a cart bakery gingerbread booth with a guard asleep inside. They sneak past to a cake-shaped facility and approach a door with Vanellope's face above a sign reading, "No Glitches."
All right, do your thing, Knuckles. Bust it open.
What's this? You're a full-on criminal, aren't you?
Hey, we shook on it.
He punches in the door.
Thank you, Jeeves.
What is this place? Where are the carts?
You gotta make one.
What? No. Look, kid, bad idea. Trust me. I don't make things. I break things.
Well, it looks like you're gonna be stepping outside your comfort zone then, Gladys. Ooh, this is a good one.
Welcome to the bakery! Let's bake a cart!
What is this, another game?
Yeah, well, it's a mini game.
You have 1 minute to win it.
What?
Come on, Ralph!
Go! Mixing! Put the ingredients in the bowl and throw away the trash!
Hairbrush, no! Underpants, no! You're getting all the wrong stuff, kid!
Don't
Ralph falls into the mixing bowl.
Better off!
He's mixed around, then poured out, covered in yellow batter.
Baking! Pump up the heat and hold the perfect temperature!
A little help here!
I'm on it!
He breaks the pump.
Ralph!
Yeah, no problem. I'll just, give me a thing here.
He blows into the pump.
A little more?
That's it! Hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Yeah! Come on, get up, Ralph! 15 seconds!
Decorating!
Wheels first!
How many?
Four doors!
He launches four eggs.
Now frosting, a buttload of frosting.
No problem.
Ralph's egg knocks down the bin, which topples into the next one.
Oh.
The other bins collapse like dominoes and spill all their contents.
Time's up. Congratulations, you did it. And here's your car.
A cart made of a mishmash of candy pieces rolls down a ramp. Penelope moves closer, wide-eyed.
Look, kid, I tried to warn you. I can't make things. I just break.
I love it.
You do?
I love it. Look, it's got a real engine. And look at these wheels. I love it. I finally have a real car. Come on. A work of art like this must be signed.
The guard sleeps in his booth. He wakes and sees Penelope on the security camera.
This is Beard Papa. The glitch is in the bakery. Get me King Candy.
In frosting, Ralph adds "and Ralph" under "made by Penelope."
Whoa, what? You have teeth? I don't think I ever seen you smile before.
I'm not smiling. I'm gassy, okay?
Hold it right there, glitch! And Wreck-It Ralph.
Uh-oh.
Ralph shoots the frosting at him.
Start the cart! Start the cart! What are you waiting for? Come on, let's go!
I don't know how to drive a real cart.
You don't what? Are you hurt, sire?
No, he just glazed me. Get them!
Gangway!
Ralph hand pedals the cart through a wall and past the guard.
Stop in the name of the king!
King Candy and a bear claw SWAT team chase them. Ralph makes a sharp turn, and the CLAW truck behind them flips over.
Head for Diet Cola Mountain!
A huge bottle-shaped mountain towers on the horizon. The wall pixelates, and they pass through. The cart bangs into a rock. Ralph tumbles out. Outside, King Candy skids to a stop.
Where'd they go? We just turned. Find that glitch. Destroy that cart. She can't be allowed to race.
Inside the mountain, Ralph lies upside down.
So let me get this straight. You don't know how to drive.
Well, no, not technically, but I just thought that...
What did you think? Oh, I'll just magically win the race just because I really want to.
Look, wise guy, I know I'm a racer. I can feel it in my code.
Oh, that's it. I'm never getting my medal back.
What is the big whoop about that crummy medal anyway?
The big whoop? Well, this may come as a shock to you, but in my game, I'm the bad guy, and I live in the garbage.
Cool.
No, not cool. Unhygienic and lonely and boring. And that crummy medal was gonna change all that. I go home with that baby around my neck and I'll get a penthouse, pies, ice sculptures, fireworks. It's grown-up stuff. You wouldn't understand.
No, I get it. That's exactly what racing would do for me.
Well, guess what?
What?
Newsflash! Neither one of us is getting what we want! What was that?
Ralph walks between two pillars and comes to an opening. He looks up to find tube-shaped stalactites hanging high above a bubbling pool, then sees a wooden sign beside the basin.
Diet Cola Hot Springs. Watch out for falling Mentos.
Yeah, check it out. Look.
She throws a rock at the Mentos. One falls into the soda pool below and explodes.
Ow! Ow! Wow!
Oh, you gotta watch out for the splash. That stuff is broiling hot.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you. What is this dump?
I think it's some sort of unfinished bonus level. Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? I found that secret opening, and now I live here. See? Oh, look. Welcome to my home. I sleep in these candy wrappers. I, like, bundle myself up like a little homeless lady.
By yourself? With all this garbage around you?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone here says I'm just a mistake and that I wasn't even supposed to exist. What do you expect?
Listen, kid. I know it's none of my business, but why do you even stick around this game?
You really don't know anything, do you? Glitches can't leave their games. It's one of the joys of being me.
Ralph lowers his eyebrows, then begins pounding the rubble around the hot springs.
Hey, what are you doing? Come on! I know it's a dump, but it's all I got.
You're gonna be a racer, and have to learn how to drive. You can't do that without a track.
A cleared path now runs around the perimeter of the springs.
All right, now. Let's hustle up. We got some driving to do.
I'm gonna learn to drive! Oh, wait, do you know how to drive?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done it, but look, I flew a spaceship today, okay?
You crashed it.
Just get in. How hard can it be? Okay, start it up. There we go. So there's some buttons on the floor.
Pedals,
right. Now, that's the go pedal. That, I believe, is the stopper. And this...
He presses the clutch pedal.
What is this? That doesn't do anything.
Ooh, what's this joystick do?
Oh! Okay, good. Let's try that again.
Penelope jerks forward and hits Ralph. She reverses into Ralph. The cart slams into a pillar, which falls on Ralph hiding behind an outcrop. Ralph pushes the cart as Penelope steers. Maneuvering around candy corns, he shoves her forward, and she drives straight into a rock, then spits out a tooth and gives him a thumbs up.
Okay, now shift it. That's good. Keep going. Shift it again.
She drives by herself. She speeds up.
I got that medal in the bag.
She drives off the track, up an incline, and cruises onto an elevated road. She zooms towards a broken bridge made of pink wafer cookies and jumps across the springs below.
Look out!
She glitches, causing the cart to rise suddenly and graze the hanging Mentos, but she makes it across. Mentos fall into the springs and shoot up as geysers. Penelope skids to a stop beside Ralph.
Shut up and drag.
So how'd I do?
Well, you almost blew up the whole mountain.
Right. That's a good note.
You gotta get that glitch under control, kid.
Okay, I will. And then you think I got a chance?
She grins.
Mm-hmm. Tiny.
I'm gonna win! Top shelf!
They bump fists. Outside, Duncan and Winchell ride to the palace. In his palace, King Candy paces back and forth. The police enter.
Did you find her? Tell me you found her.
Winchell shakes his head.
You didn't. Go! Leave me!
Duncan and Winchell walk away with their heads hanging. King Candy looks at the floor, then raises one eyebrow and marches off, followed by Sour Bill. Elevator doors open and they enter a room with glowing tubes and wires. King Candy pulls out an old napkin from his vest with a code written on it. Following the directions, he presses the keys on a game controller and a hatch opens.
Up, down, stop.
Sour Bill harnesses a string of licorice around King Candy's waist and holds it.
Oh, the code.
is the sweet lifeblood of the game.
He dives and floats towards a web of laser threads connecting labeled boxes.
Where are you? Let's see. Where stadium hangs. Jumbotron. There it is. The winner's cup.
He clicks it.
One of these things is not like the others. It's you. We're going to give you a nice new home.
He takes a box with a medal and floats to a much larger one with the name King Candy on it. He clicks it open and places the medal inside. It flashes, and the Medal of Heroes appears.
Success! Somerville, I'm going out. You're in charge of the castle until I get back.
A box labeled Vanellope von Schweetz floats by itself. Outside, Calhoun and Felix soar over Sugar Rush in the craft. Felix stares up at Calhoun with puppy eyes.
Your face is still red. You might want to hit it again with your hammer.
Oh, that's not blunt force trauma, ma'am. That's just the honey glow in my cheeks.
Okay.
Ma'am, I just gotta tell you. You are one dynamite gal.
Calhoun remembers a handsome man.
Wow. You are one dynamite gal. One dynamite gal. Dynamite gal. Dynamite gal. Dynamite.
She banks to the right and lands.
Get out!
All I said is you're a dynamite gal.
I said get out!
Felix looks at her with sad eyes, then climbs out of the craft. Calhoun flies away and Felix heads down a long, windy path towards the palace.
Oh, jiminy.
Felix arrives at a chocolate bar welcome mat at the palace's front door.
Yes?
Sour Bill answers.
I'm Fix-It Felix Jr., sir, from the game Fix-It Felix Jr. Have you seen my friend Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, yes, that's him.
Should have locked him up when we had the chance.
Locked him up?
Not making the same mistake with you.
Felix falls through a trap door. Outside Diet Cola Mountain.
Hurry, hurry, let's go. Time's a-wasting. Come on, Ralph. This is it. This is really happening. I almost don't believe it. I mean, I have dreamt about it for so long. And now I think I'm going to puke, actually. I mean, I think I might puke. You know, like a verp.
A what?
Vomit and a burp together, and you can taste it, and it's just like rising up. Oh, this is so exciting.
Yes, it is. It's exciting.
I mean, am I ready to be a real racer? Ralph, what if the gamers don't like me?
Who doesn't love a brat with dirty hair? Come on. Those people are going to love you. You know why? Because you're a winner.
I'm a winner.
And you're adorable.
I'm adorable.
And everyone loves an adorable winner.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Listen to me. If you get nervous, just keep telling yourself, I must win Ralph's medal or his life will be ruined. And have fun. Got it?
Got it. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Where are you going?
I forgot something. I'll be right back.
Kids.
King Candy drives up.
Ralph! Hmm? There you are! Hello!
You!
No, I come alone, unarmed.
I've had enough of you, pillow pants!
Please, calm down, please.
I'm gonna beat the filling out of you!
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you? You hit a guy with glasses. That's well played.
What do you want, Candy?
Listen, I just want to talk to you.
I'm not interested in anything you have to say.
Well, how about this? Are you interested in this?
My medal. How did you...
It doesn't matter. It's yours. Go ahead, take it.
Ralph takes the medal, which reads Hero.
All I ask is that you hear me out.
About what?
Ralph, do you know what the hardest part about being a king is? Doing what's right, no matter what.
Get to the point.
Point being, I need your help. Sad as it is, Vanellope cannot be allowed to race.
Why are you people so against her?
I'm not against her. I'm trying to protect her. If Vanellope wins that race, she'll be added to the race roster. Then gamers can choose her as their avatar. And when they see her glitching and then you're twitching and just being herself, they'll think our game is broken. We'll be put out of order for good.
Sugar Rush is evacuated.
All my subjects will be homeless. But there's one who cannot escape because she's a glitch.
Somebody stop her!
When the game's plug is pulled, she'll die with it.
Ralph frowns.
You don't know that'll happen. The gamers could love her.
And if they don't?
Ralph lowers his eyes and plops down on a gumdrop. King Candy pats his arm.
I know it's tough, but heroes have to make the tough choices, don't they? She can't race, Ralph, but she won't listen to me. So can I count on you to talk a little sense into her?
Ralph nods meekly.
Very good. I'll give you two some time alone.
Ralph remains seated as King Candy walks back to his cart and drives off. Ralph approaches Vanellope's cart, his huge body towering over the tiny vehicle that just reaches the height of his shins. He stares down at the frosting signatures on the side, made by Vanellope and Ralph. Then he looks at his stolen medal. He rubs his thumb over the golden surface and holds it tight.
I'm back.
He hides the medal.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. Hey, can we talk for a second?
Wait, first, kneel down.
What? No, we
you
really...
You just do it.
Okay.
He kneels.
Now, close your eyes.
Vanellope...
Shush, close them.
She loops something around his neck.
Okay, open them up.
It's a handmade candy heart pendant.
To stink brain. Gee, thanks.
Turn it over.
It says, "You're my hero."
I made it for you. Just in case we don't win. Not that I think there's even a remote chance we're not gonna win.
Thanks, kid. Listen.
Now rise, my royal chump. I've got a date with destiny. Ralph, come on. Move your molasses.
I've been thinking.
That's dangerous.
Who cares about this stupid race anyway, right?
That's not very funny, Ralph.
No, I'm serious. And it was really fun to build the car and everything, but maybe you shouldn't do it.
Hello? Is Ralph in there? I'd like to speak to him, please.
Look, what I'm saying is you can't be a racer.
What? Why would you...
She sees the medal.
Wait a minute.
No!
Where did you get this?
Look, I'm gonna be straight with you, kid. I've been talking to King Candy.
King Candy?
Yeah.
You sold me out?
No, I didn't. Listen, you don't understand.
No, I understand plenty. Traitor.
I'm not a traitor. Listen.
You're a rat! And I don't need you. And I can win the race on my own.
And I'm trying to save your skin, kid.
Put me down! Let me go!
No, you listen to me. You know what's gonna happen when the players see you glitching? They're gonna think the game's broken.
I don't care, you're a liar!
Yo, you better care, because if your game goes out of order, you go down with a shitload, sister!
Get out of my way! I'm going to that race!
No, you're not!
He hangs her on a tree branch.
Take me down from here, Ralph, right now!
I'm doing this for your own good.
He stands over the cart.
Wait. No, please, Ralph!
Vanellope glitches and falls from the tree as Ralph looks at the destroyed cart.
You really are a bad guy.
She runs back towards the mountain. Ralph watches her go, his head down, and then picks up the medal lying next to the piece of the cart with his signature on it. His giant feet slowly tread through the wreckage. Ralph pulls into the station of Fix-It Felix Jr., wearing the Medal of Heroes around his neck. He looks at the Niceland apartments where all the lights are out. Upstairs, he peeks into the penthouse through the partially open door.
Hello? Anybody home? Felix? Mary?
Well, you actually went and did it.
Gene, where is everybody?
They're gone. After Felix went to find you and then didn't come back, everyone panicked and abandoned ship.
But I'm here now.
It's too late, Ralph. Litwack's pulling our plug in the morning.
Jean motions to the balcony and Ralph takes a look. An out-of-order sign is taped on the console. Jean finishes his drink and places his glass upside down.
But never let it be said that I'm not a man of my word. The place is yours, Ralph. Enjoy.
He tosses a key and Ralph catches it.
Jean, wait, wait! Listen, this is not what I wanted.
Well, what did you want, Ralph?
I don't know. I just... I was just tired of living alone in the garbage.
Well, now you can live alone in the penthouse.
Jean takes his suitcase and leaves Ralph standing alone. Ralph drops the key and walks onto the balcony. He looks at the sign, which shows a sick arcade game with a thermometer in its mouth, blocking his view of the outside. A dim perimeter of light peeks through and illuminates him as he frowns, lowers his head, and yanks the Medal of Heroes from his neck. He clenches his jaw and flings it at the sign. It twinkles as it arcs across the distance. The impact on the glass causes one side of the sign to slip down. Through the gap, Ralph sees the Sugar Rush console. He takes out the handmade candy heart Vanellope gave him and gazes at it. He closes his fingers around it and looks at the game across the arcade. He spots a large picture of a green-eyed, dark-haired girl on the console's side. His brow furrows as he realizes it's Vanellope. Near Diet Cola Mountain, Sour Bill sweeps up the pieces of Vanellope's wrecked cart and collects them in a trash bin.
Hey, Cough Drop. Explain something to me. If Vanellope was never meant to exist, then why is her picture on the side of the game console?
He makes a run for it, but Ralph catches him.
What's going on this candy-coated heart of darkness?
Nothing.
Talk.
No.
I'll lick you.
You wouldn't.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's like sandpaper.
Wonder how many licks it'll take to get to your center.
I'll take it to my grave.
Fair enough.
He pops Sour Bill into his mouth.
They call you Sour Bill for a reason. Had enough yet?
Okay, I'll talk. Vanellope was a racer until King Candy tried to delete her code.
Tried to delete her code? So that's why she's a glitch. Why is he doing this to her?
I don't know.
Suit yourself.
No, I swear I don't know. He literally locked up our memories, and I cannot remember. Nobody can. But I do know this. He'll do anything to keep her from racing. Because if she crosses the finish line, the game will reset, and she won't be a glitch anymore.
Where is she now?
In the Fungeon with Fix-It Felix.
Felix?
I'm sorry. That's all I know, I swear. Now, please, don't put me back in your filthy mouth again.
He sticks Bill to a lollipop tree.
Stick around.
Yes, okay, I will. Thank you.
In a licorice field, Calhoun checks her scanner.
Oh, come on, I know you're out there.
Ugh. Saccharin-saturated nightmare.
The sensor goes crazy.
But where?
The ground gives way and she falls. She grabs a root and hangs in midair. The sensor hits the floor and lights up rows of eggs as a huge side bug walks between them. Daylight filters into the cabin, revealing countless more bugs spread in all directions.
Doomsday and Armageddon just had a baby and it is ugly.
And King Candy's Fungeon.
Hello? Hello? Somebody, anybody, please let me out!
Felix finds a loose window bar.
What's he say?
I'm gonna wreck it!
The bars get thicker.
Oh, why do I fix everything I touch?
Oh. Ralph breaks through the wall.
Felix! Ralph, I'm so glad to see you. Wait, no, I'm not. What do you have to say for yourself?
Oh,
wait, I don't want to hear it. I'm not talking to you.
Okay, don't talk. That's fine. But you have to fix this go-kart for me, pronto.
I don't have to do boo. Forgive my potty mouth. I'm just so, so cross with you. Do you have any idea what you put me through? I ran higgledy-piggledy all over creation looking for you. I almost drowned in chocolate milk mix. And then I met the most dynamite gal. Oh, she gives me the honey glow, something awful. But she rebuffed my affections. And then
I got thrown in jail!
Felix, pull yourself together.
No! Ralph, you don't know what it's like to be rejected and treated like a criminal.
Yes, I do. That's every day of my life.
It is?
Which is why I ran off and tried to be a good guy, but I'm not. Just a bad guy. And I need your help. There's a little girl whose only hope is this cart. Please, Felix, fix it. And I promise I will never try to be good again.
Felix smiles and raises his hammer. In another part of the Fungeon, Vanellope sits held captive with chains that gather around her waist. Signs saying, "Someone's been naughty" and "Bad girl" cover the walls. Suddenly, Ralph smashes into the room, rolling Vanellope's fixed cart in front of him. She stares wide-eyed.
I know. I'm an idiot.
And?
And a real numbskull.
And?
A selfish diaper baby.
And?
And a stink brain.
The stinkiest brain ever.
They both smile. At the racetrack, soda bottle spray as a blimp floats overhead. The racers line up at the start in front of the candy spectators. The candies in the assorted fans box cheer quietly as the fans in the With Nuts box go crazy. A marshmallow in a checkered hat clicks on the roster of racers, and Vanellope's name blinks as a no-show.
My sweet topsy, I can without a pinch of hesitation assure you that I have never been so happy in all my life to say the following words. Let the random roster race commence!
King Candy hops into his cart and the racers take off as little candies cheer from their boxes. Behind the stands, Vanellope's cart approaches the track with Ralph and Felix balanced on the back.
Okay, remember, you don't have to win. Just cross that finish line and you'll be a real racer.
I'm already a real racer.
Ralph and Felix hop off at the start line.
And I'm gonna win.
She zooms off as her name appears on the roster in place of No Show. Giant gumballs roll down the sides of a half pipe as racers dodge them. One driver gets hit and is knocked off course. Another racer hits a power-up box and her cart gets an added cannon. It fires a glob of ice cream.
Power up!
King Candy dodges the glob, but another racer behind him is not so lucky.
Oh, all aboard!
King Candy hits a power-up and gets a fireball launcher.
Candy.
He takes out two racers. Vanellope moves to seventh place and King Candy to fourth. Vanellope dodges the gumballs and makes a jump, overtaking two racers.
Behind you. In front of you.
She drives up a layer cake lined with giant cherries and catches up with Taffeta's gang.
Yeah?
It's the glitch!
The glitch! Light him up, Candlehead!
Candlehead lights the cherry.
What's this? Cherry bomb!
Vanellope speeds up to avoid the explosions, and her cart starts glitching.
I told you, you're just an accident waiting to happen.
They enter a chocolate wafer straw, and Vanellope glitches ahead of Taffeta's gang. They shoot out over giant cupcakes, but only Vanellope makes the jump. The rest plop down into the frosting.
My candle!
All right, gotta keep it under control. No more glitching.
She's now in second.
Okay, kid, let's finish this thing without any more surprises.
Go! Oh! Oh! Hope you're happy, jump pile. This game is going down, and it's all your fault.
My lady, you came back.
Can it fix it? That cybug you brought with you? Multiplied.
No, it died in the taffy swamp, believe me.
Cybugs burst from behind the stands.
Bull roar.
Calhoun draws her gun as candies run around in panic. She fires at cybugs from her cruiser.
Listen up, people. Head to Game Central Station now. Move it. Let's go.
Ralph glances at the Jumbotron and sees Vanellope trailing King Candy. Some bugs notice the glittering finish sign and fly towards it. King Candy zips up an ice cream mountain headed toward massive fudge-covered scoops in the distance. Penelope pulls up beside him, and he lifts his goggles in disbelief as she drifts past his car and zooms ahead. They approach a nougat mine. King Candy sees a shortcut with a sign saying road closed and crashes through. Penelope turns and sees no sign of King Candy. She smiles and her hair blows back as she heads into a tunnel and the track drops into a steep, multicolored slope. As she rises, King's cart on a parallel road glides across and rams into her.
Get off of my truck!
Hey! What, are you crazy?
I forbid you to cross that finish line!
He swipes his antenna at her.
Knock it out!
Meanwhile, Ralph fights the bugs.
Ralph, look! Kid!
The Jumbotron shows King Candy and Penelope.
I'm not letting you undo all my hard work!
Both of them glitch.
Is that?
King Candy glitches into Turbo.
No way!
What the? Who are you?
I'm Turbo, the greatest racer ever! And I did not reprogram this world to let you and that holocaust-riddled warthog take it away from me!
He hits them toward a wall.
Turbo-tastic! End of the line, Twitch!
Twitch, that's it? Come on, Penelope. I know you said you wouldn't do it again, but you're gonna do it one more time. Just focus and concentrate and... glitch!
She jumps ahead.
Sweet mother of monkey milk, I did it!
No!
A cyborg swallows Turbo. Ralph sees Penelope's cart.
Bring it home, kid! The finish line's wide open!
She zooms ahead. Cyborgs burst out beside the track, and Penelope swerves and somersaults off an embankment. She crashes in a field of lollipops, and Ralph and Felix run to her.
No! Kid! Kid, are you okay?
I'm fine. Let's finish this race!
They turn and see Cybug swarming the finish line.
Oh, my land. All right, come on. We gotta get out of here.
But I didn't cross the finish line.
There is no finish line.
Move it or lose it, people. Come on, everybody out, now!
Ralph carries Penelope.
Gotta try.
He runs through the exit, but Penelope can't.
Kid!
Ralph, I told you I can't leave the game.
Come on!
Ralph, just stop! Ouch! Ralph!
It's gotta work!
Ouch! Stop! It's no use!
She jumps out of his hands, and he kneels next to her, on the verge of tears.
It's okay, Ralph.
Calhoun cruises in with Felix.
All right, we fix it. That's everyone. Now we gotta blow up this exit.
Ralph's face falls.
Just go. Go without me.
But what about this game?
Nothing we can do about it. Without a beacon, there's no way to stop these monsters.
Ralph turns towards Diet Cola Mountain.
Beacon.
Stay with Felix. Let me borrow that thing, lady.
Ralph, where are you going?
I got some wrecking to do. I'll meet you at the finish line!
No, wait! Fix it! Get behind me!
Calhoun fires at some bugs as Ralph heads for the mountain on the cruiser. He pounds the crater on the mountain, and Mentos fall to the springs below. Pieces of stalactite break off.
One more!
He falls back.
Welcome to the boss level!
Turbo!
Because of you, Ralph, I'm now the most powerful virus in the arcade! I can take over any game I want. I should thank you, but it'd be more fun to kill you. Get back here, little guy!
Turbo attacks Ralph with his cybug claws, then swipes him with his tail.
Come some candy!
Where do you think you're going?
Turbo grabs Ralph's leg.
I'm not through with you yet.
Up we go!
They fly up into the sky. Calhoun runs out of bullets and throws her gun.
Fall back!
Felix and Calhoun step back through the exit, unknowingly leaving Vanellope with the bugs.
Vanellope! Oh, look at that, it's your little friend. Let's watch her die together, shall we?
No!
It's game over for both of you.
No. Just for me.
Ralph dives.
Ralph!
Vanellope!
Vanellope glitches as she quickly dodges the attacking bugs.
I'm bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad.
Free-falling, Ralph looks at his candy heart.
There's no one I'd rather be.
You're my hero.
Than me.
He reaches out his fist as he plummets. The top of the mountain explodes, and the tubular stalactites come loose. Ralph falls with the crumbling pieces. He and the Mentos are just about to land in the hot spring when a cart pixelates through the secret entrance to the mountain, zooms by, and glitches off the broken bridge, catching Ralph midair. She glitches through the side of the mountain as the hot springs erupt and shoot upwards in a shining geyser. Thousands of green sidebugs immediately flutter towards the bright light. As they approach the beam, they disintegrate. Sidebug Turbo tries to stop the bugs from flying to their doom, but finds himself unable to resist the gleaming light.
You fool! Why are you going into the law, huh? No, 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 yeah, no, yeah, yeah, no, go into the light.
Ralph and Vanellope fall into a chocolate lake.
Chocolate! It's chocolate! I love chocolate! Oh, beautiful chocolate!
You did it, Ralph! Oh, way to go, brother!
Felix kisses Calhoun, and she grabs him. She kisses him. Later, Felix works on the finish line.
All fixed!
You ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Ralph pushes Vanellope across the line, and it lights up as she passes. She floats up in the air.
Sparkles.
In the code room, laser threads shoot out from Vanellope's box and connect it to the larger web. A shining blush-colored gown forms around Vanellope as a crown appears on her head and a wand in her hand. Her feet touch the ground and the landscape resets to its original beauty. In the code room, the royal chest bursts open, freeing the memories of racers and citizens.
Remember, all hail the rightful ruler of Sugar Rush, Princess Vanellope.
I remember, she's our princess.
Oh, that's right.
We are so sorry about the way we treated you.
Yeah, those were jokes.
No, I was just doing what Taffeta told me.
Tut-tut. As your merciful princess, I hereby decree that everyone who was ever mean to me shall be... executed.
What? No, 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 please, please.
Oh, my land. Oh, this place just got interesting.
Oh, I don't want to die.
I'm just kidding.
You are?
Stop crying, Taffeta.
I'm trying, but it won't stop.
Wow. So this is the real you, princess.
Ah, Ralph, what are you, nuts? Come on, this isn't me.
Vanellope glitches out of the gown.
This is me. Look, the code may say I'm a princess, but I know who I really am, Ralph. I'm a racer with the greatest superpower ever. I was here. I was there. I was glitching through the walls. I'm not giving that up.
Pardon me for asking, but without a princess, who's gonna lead us?
Yeah, who?
Me. I'm thinking more along the lines of a constitutional democracy. President Vanellope von Schweetz. has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
The donuts smile.
Fix it. Wreck it. The arcade's about to open. Let's move them out.
Calhoun and Felix enter the craft, and Ralph kneels in front of Vanellope. She jumps up and hugs him.
You know, you could just stay here and live in the castle. You'd have your own wing where no one would ever complain about your stench or treat you bad ever again. You could be happy.
I'm already happy. Got the coolest friend in the world. And besides, I've got a job to do, too. It may not be as fancy as being president, but it's my duty. And it's a big duty.
Ralph, you coming, brother?
Ralph fist bumps her.
See you later, President Fartfeathers.
Au revoir, Admiral Underpants.
And farewell, Baroness Boogerface.
Goodbye, Major Body Odor.
Hasta la vista,
Ralph!
All right, to be continued.
Yeah!
Hooray! Taffeta gives Vanellope a thumbs up, and Ralph waves goodbye. The craft rises and zooms to the exit. At the arcade, Mr. Litwack pulls the out-of-order sign off Fix-It Felix.
I'm gonna wreck it! Ah!
Hey, Ralph's back! Isn't that great? The gang's all here!
So, I'm happy to report, and you'll be happy to hear, I'm taking life one game at a time.
The bad guys cheer.
Of course, the job hasn't changed. But, newsflash, the Nicelanders are being nice to me. And, you know, that got me thinking about those poor guys left without a game. So here's what we did.
We're gonna wreck it!
We asked them to help us out on the bonus levels.
Yeah, we can fix it!
I'm telling you guys, we haven't been this popular in years. It's crazy. The gamers say we're retro, which I think means old but cool.
Kids line up to play.
Oh, and I decided that living in the dump wasn't making me feel very good, so I cleaned it up, built myself a little shack, and a couple for the new guys, too. Well, with a little help from Felix. Oh, and guess who was the best man at his and Calhoun's wedding? That's right, my friends, old Ham Hands himself. Very elegant affair. Should have seen it. A lot of grandeur. And not a single bug.
Calhoun's men draw their weapons as Felix takes her in his arms and they kiss.
And let's just say some tears were shed.
Ralph wipes his eye.
But I gotta say, the best part of my day is when I get thrown off the roof. Because when the Nicelanders lift me up, I get a perfect view of Sugar Rush. And I can see Vanellope racing.
Vanellope glitches to the lead.
The kid's a natural. And the players love her, glitch and all. Just like I knew they would. Turns out I don't need a medal to tell me I'm a good guy. Because if that little kid likes me, how bad can I be?
Over a black background, press start flashes in a grainy, pixelated font. The letters explode into numbers, and clouds part. The letters explode into numbers, and clouds part as a metal displaying, directed by Rich Moore, descends. Ralph pops up next to the metal. Ralph gets thrown off a roof and lands in a carriage with Vanellope. They come up beside Felix and Calhoun on a cruiser, produced by Clark Spencer. The four of them enter a Pac-Man mouth and zip through a power cord before reaching a power strip. Executive produced by John Lasseter. The carriage whizzes past a man with glasses, spray painting, story by Rich Moore, Phil Johnston, Jim Reardon on a wall. Hubert runs to the top of some cubes. Screenplay by Phil Johnston, Jennifer Lee. Ralph and Vanellope join Hubert, then jump into a Sonic the Hedgehog game. Sonic rolls into a spaceship, which bursts into little rings. Associate producer, Monica Lago-Cadis. Duncan and Winchell run from zombies. Edited by Tim Mertens. Original score composed by Henry Jackman. Three jets shoot out from under the name and holograms of the uniformed man with other soldiers appears. Visual effects supervisor, Scott Kersavage. The uniformed men salute. Ralph and Vanellope hop into Sugar Rush, where Vanellope laughs as Ralph sinks into a brown pool. Art director, Mike Gabriel. Co-art director, Ian Gooding. A box of candy falls onto a racetrack and carts whiz past. Production manager, Jennifer Christine Vera. A gun fires at Cybugs and earns points. Story supervisor, Jim Reardon. Layout supervisor, Rob Dressel. Director of Look and Lighting, Adolf Lisinski. Animation supervisor, Renato Dos Anjos. CG supervisor, Sean D. Jenkins. Character CG supervisor, Dave Komorowski. I'm Code Boxes, Associate Director of Look and Lighting, Brian Leach. Associate Technical Supervisor, Ernest J. Petty. A finger presses a button and it opens into a fighting game where a fighter is trashing a car. Ralph and Vanellope join in. Modeling Supervisor, Zach Petrock. Character Design Supervisor, Bill Schwab. In Electrified Bubbles, Look Development Supervisor, Colin Eckhart. Rigging, Technical Animation Supervisor, Gregory Smith. Rigging Supervisor, John Kahwati. Effects Supervisors, David Hutchins, Cesar Velasquez. Stereoscopic Supervisor, Robert Newman. Associate Stereoscopic Supervisor, Katie A. Fico. Ralph and Vanellope follow Fix-It Felix while battling cybugs and get beamed into a crack. Supervising Animators, Doug Bennett, Mark Mitchell, Zach A. Parrish, Tony Smee. A medal appears and Ralph grabs it. Vanellope, Felix, Ralph, and Calhoun jump and collect more points and jump into a shaft. Lighting Supervisors, Paula Goldstein, Robert L. Miles, Jorge Obregon, Mark Siegel, Chris Springfield, Jennifer Yu. Lights circle above Ralph and his friends as they groove on a dance floor. Executive Music Producer, Chris Montan. Music Supervisor, Tom McDougall. Gene brings in a cake with Vanellope, Felix, Ralph, and Calhoun on top. Post-production executive, Berenice Robinson. On balloons, sound designer Gary Rydstrom. Balloons burst and fireworks shoot up and explode to form four faces. Under Ralph's face, John C. Riley. Under Vanellope, Sarah Silverman. Under Felix, Jack McBrayer. And under Calhoun, Jane Lynch. More fireworks burst into five faces. Under King Candy's face, Alan Tudyk. Under Taffeta, Mindy Kaling. Under Markowski, Joe Lotruglio. Under Mr. Litwack, Ed O'Neill. And under General Hologram, Dennis Haysbert. Casting by Jamie Sparrow Roberts, CSA. Additional story material by Sam Levine and Jared Stern. John C. Riley as Ralph. Sarah Silverman as Vanellope. Jack McBrayer as Felix. Jane Lynch as Calhoun. Alan Tudyk as King Candy. Mindy Kaling as Taffeta Mutton Fudge. Ed O'Neill as Mr. Litwack. Dennis Haysbert as General Hologram. Joe Lotruglio as Markowski. Eddie McClurg as Mary. Raymond S. Percy as Gene and Zombie. Jess Harnell as Don. Rachel Harris as Dina. Skylar Austin as Roy. Adam Carolla as Winchell. Horatio Sands as Duncan. Rich Moore as Sour Bill and Zangy. Jamie Ellman as Francis Fluggerbutter. Katie Lowles as Candlehead. Josie Trinidad as Jubilina Bing Bing. Simbra Walk as Crumbelina. John DiMaggio as Beard Papa. Tucker Gilmore as Sugar Rush Announcer and Turtle. Gerald C. Rivers as M. Bison. Martin Jarvis as Satine. Kevin Dieters as Clyde. Brian Kessinger as Cyborg. Stephanie Scott as Moppet Girl. Maurice LaMarche as Root Beer Tapper. Roger Craig Smith as Sonic the Hedgehog. Phil Johnson as Surge Protector. Ruben Langan as Ken. Kyle Hebert as Ryu. Jamie Sparrow Roberts as Uni. Tim Mertens as Brad. Brandon Scott as Kohut. Additional voices, Ava Akers, Isabella Akers, Bob Berger, Dave Boat, Reed Buck, Michael Carlson, David Calgill, Jim Cummings, E.G. Daly, Debbie Derryberry, Will Detters, Terry Douglas, Eddie Frierson, Sandy Fox, Tyler Gannis, Earl Gaffari, Emily Hahn, Jennifer Hale, Daniel Koz, Dave Kohut, Lauren McMullen, Mona Marshall, Scott Menville, Lorraine Newman, Paul Pape, Cooper Reed, Linwood Robinson, Trenton Rogers, Jaden Sand, Cass Susie, April Stewart, Fred Tatascori, Jennifer Christine Vera, The filmmakers would like to thank Asteroids, Battle Zone, Centipede, Food Fight, and Pong, courtesy of Atari Interactive Incorporated. Blanca, Cammy, Chun-Li, E. Honda, Ken, M. Bison, Ryu, and Zangief, copyright Capcom USA Incorporated 2012. Street Fighter is a trademark and or registered trademark of Capcom USA Incorporated. Peter Pepper from Burger Time, courtesy of G-Mode Company Limited. Frogger, Uni, Dance, Dance Revolution X2, and Metal Gear Exclamation Point, courtesy of Konami Digital Entertainment Incorporated. Beard Papa, courtesy of Mugenoho International Incorporated, and Craig I. Takaguchi. Copyright 2012, Disney Enterprises Incorporated. For the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom, Disney Enterprises Incorporated was the owner of copyright in this film immediately after it was made. This film has been described by Deluxe Digital Studios with funding by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, voice by Travis. Distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. Whistling, Mickey Mouse happily taps his foot as he turns his ship's wheel. It's a clip from Steamboat Willie, Walt Disney Animation Studios. Glittering lights arc over the turrets of a fairy tale castle, Disney. The right side of the screen glitches into an old game with Pac-Man and Ralph carrying the cherries.